views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm sitting here with my intuitive co-host, darling Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, everybody. So, hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving and an awesome week.
Yes, hoping so. For some of us, it was a little more rugged. Some of us, I've heard, are a little green around the gills, as our fabulous videographer and producer, Lisa, is sitting there grinning behind the camera. But I have a feeling she'd really like to be in bed right about now.
Yeah.
And others have been having the craziest accidents. For instance, myself, last night I fell backwards into the bathtub. And today
yes,
I'm...
She did.
And boy, I'll tell you, thank God for that shower curtain and the pretty little decorative curtain and the rod, which I did pull it all down with me, but it did manage to break the fall somewhat. I'm finding today, though, as I discuss this with others, this is a pretty common occurrence. A lot of people take falls. In fact, I've heard that the bathroom, the bathtub specifically, can be one of the most dangerous places in our homes.
Right.
So I think we all better start taking it a little easy. I've heard
slow
that,
down.
And I've heard that the best prescription to heal yourself is Motrin and alcohol. Alcohol and Motrin. And you just keep
just
repeating.
Not necessarily
in that
order.
Exactly. So hello, everybody. I'm so glad you're with us. During the month of December, we're going to do some very relationship-intensive topics. But we please would love to have you all call in. We will do live readings right here on the air. Daryl, you're going to share the phone number.
Yep. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819.
Oh, I see we already have somebody waiting. Well, let's do a little bit of a opening here as far as
sure. The
topic that we've picked. The topic we've picked is how to get anyone, man or woman, whatever person that you've set your sights on, this is the person for you. This is the object of your desire. This is your heartthrob. And the thing is, as I have found over all these 30 years of reading ordinary playing cards by the personal prophecy method, is that, yes, any man or woman is entirely gettable. It all depends on a couple of major factors here. Number one, there must be potential in your cards for this relationship to become reality. Without that potential, I don't care how hard you try, you literally cannot make something happen. It has to have that potential.
Yeah, okay? I agree.
Secondly, you have to set the right intention. One thing the cards will always, always say is they will say, to thine own self be true. That means no fakery, no BS, no little white lies about who and what you are. For instance, we were talking, Daryl, about how it's really important going in that you already share on some level his or her interests or beliefs.
Yes, very much so.
Like we were discussing gamers.
Yes.
And
if you're going after a guy who's playing games, either learn to play the game with him, learn the lingo, because they have their own language all their own.
Right.
When they're playing games or get used to watching TV with while he's playing games with his back to you, watching Netflix like When Harry Met Sally.
Right, and the thing is, though, if you really don't go for video games or computer games, this wouldn't be a good match for you.
Mm-mm.
This is somebody that would really love to have you sitting in the chair next to them and cheering them on.
Right.
Now, I've never really cared for, I don't know what it is. Women generally don't do the whole
bang, bang, shoot 'em up game.
Yeah, we don't. But we're tolerant of it. Like when you would play, Daryl, when you would play your, what was that game? The
World of Warcraft?
He'd come out of his room and go, I just made level 62. And I'm like, oh, that's wonderful, Daryl. Go make level 63.
Yeah, but the max level at that point was 65.
Yeah, and see, for him, these were major accomplishments. So you have to share that at some type of interest. If you're, say, a church-going Christian, and the person that you feel attracted to is an atheist, thank you. How are you going to connect?
You're not.
On that level, you're not.
Yeah.
And I really feel, from what the cards have taught me, that the worst thing you can do is project yourself as something that you are not. Okay. For instance, if you say, oh, I am a fabulous cook, let me make you dinner, but you're like, what'd you say, the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Where she's bringing...
She's in the kitchen taking tinfoil pans from some restaurant and putting them on plate.
And serving them to Mr. Smith.
Yeah, taking them out of the tinfoil, putting it on the plate and serving it to them.
I have to admit, years ago, I did date a guy. And I did have a girlfriend who loved to cook. She would come over, make the meal for me, and then I would serve it as my own. But, you know, that relationship wasn't going to go very far.
No.
Especially when it turned out to be a night when she couldn't come and make the meal. There I was making, I made macaroni. It was macaroni and cheese and bologna casserole.
Oh, boy.
That's about all I could handle. So, obviously, it really helps for you to project who you really are.
Right.
And if that person isn't interested, you know, no, what have you lost? Nothing.
Nothing, really.
But if you lie your way or fib your way into, say, an engagement, then a marriage, then they find out who the real you is, this can cause some serious, serious trouble on the road ahead. So don't. And as far as being flirtatious, be flirty, but don't overdo it. You know, you don't want this individual to think that they're the last man or woman on earth and you're just going to get your hooks into them one way or another. What is it you always say? You say about women coming on strong.
Don't be too easy. Let them anticipate a little bit. Not the first date, not the second date, maybe the third date.
Well, there is sort of this third date rule that I've heard about. Back in my day, though, you had to really become a serious disser, I guess you'd say. You held them off till they had to conquer you. And even then you'd turn to them and say, are you going to respect me in the morning? So I guess we're coming up on our first break, and then
we'll
go to our first caller.
Right. All right, let's go to break. Everybody, we'll be back in a few minutes. Get yourself a cup of coffee, get a drink or something. Enjoy it. Be right back.
Coffee would be nice.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Call us for a live personal prophecy reading at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to our first caller, Simone.
Simone.
From Norfolk.
Hi, Simone.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you both?
Oh, we're doing great this afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy for this opportunity. I've heard so much about this show from my good friend Jennifer, and I'm excited to have gotten through today and to speak with you both.
Oh, we're very pleased that you were able to get through. Thank you. All right.
Okay, so what would you like to ask us, Simone?
Well, this is the first time I've ever had anything done as far as a reading, and I guess I would like a general reading, and I am married, and my husband and I are in the early stages of, you know, hopefully planning a family. We've been married for 3 years now. We think it's time, so I didn't know if there could be any insight as to maybe a timeline for pregnancy, so just, I guess, the overall, and then that's my one specific question.
Okay.
I'm laying your cards down now. It just takes a moment or two.
Yeah. And Deborah uses a 24-card layout. Just bring your playing cards to do your reading with.
Yeah, my grandmother taught me this method over 30 years ago, and she called it personal prophecy. After she passed away a couple years after that, I did extensive research, and while I could find many other methods out there that employ ordinary playing cards, I was not able to find any that came close to personal prophecy. Well, Simone, I have to tell you right off the top, my dear, you have just absolutely wonderful cards. There's a real sense of resiliency to you and to your marriage. That you and your husband, this is, folks, this is one of those times when we're seeing a true meshing of body, mind, and spirit. You've got all the right makings, Simone, for a really terrific future together, you and your husband. And I want to tell you that right now your cards are telling me that you're in the early stages of nesting. And you know what nesting brings. little bambinos. I'm definitely seeing that you will, when you've decided the time feels right, and this is a kind of a womanly thing that comes from our own biology, unless it's a, like in my case, each one of mine were big surprises to me, and that was five surprises, one after the other. But for you, I feel that when she feels ready, you are going to find yourself extremely fertile. A lot of women go through a very stressful time, yearning and straining to conceive.
Right.
Such will not be your case. You will make all of your friends jealous because I see absolutely beautiful pregnancy and a birth experience that we all wish we could, you know, have.
Yeah.
Instead of these horror stories that I'm sure you've heard, yours is going to be absolutely wonderful. And I'll tell you, the ingredients here are so right for such a blessed and beautiful family. Have you and your husband talked about how many children you'd like to have?
We have not, no.
Well, I see abundance here. It might not hurt to decide when you want to turn the baby-making machine off because you could find yourself a serious baby maker here. There's even potential for twins. And I'll tell you, as one, I've been taking care of a set of twin boys every day during working hours, and I'll tell you that it's twice the cuteness, twice the adorableness, and twice the work.
And noise.
If you have any twins in your family heritage, I really feel that you're going to be in that line. Very, very likely. In fact, you could be a twins maker. I'm looking at Lisa here in the room, and I'm showing her, like, popping one out after another. But I am seeing, like, four. I feel that there could be four children. How do you feel about four?
That's a complete shock. I was thinking maybe two.
Oh, that's why it wouldn't hurt to discuss. You know, a lot of times people will have a boy first and then a girl, and they'll think, well, that's enough. With me, and I had boy after boy after boy, and there is one son that I will confess, when he was about 2 months old, I did dress him up in a little girl's outfit and went shopping, and just so people would say, oh, look at her cute little girl. And luckily, he knows nothing of that. So, Brett, don't be listening now.
Yes,
so, in general, I see very beautiful road ahead.
Nice.
And while you're going to weather a certain number of ups and downs,
which everybody does,
what I see in their case, it's only going to bring them closer.
Right.
So money looks like it could be an issue if the two of you don't have good boundaries. Watch the spending. It's always good to plan for a rainy day, meaning sock some money away. So if you should need it, you'll have it. But all in all, Simone, I'm just not seeing anything here that I would see as a warning or something to caution you about. Only perhaps girlfriends. You know, for one thing, you're so happy, and they feel this happiness from you, that it tends to make others that have less going on in their lives, tends to make them a little envious, and they can say things that are passive-aggressive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They'll make comments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just coming out of their own unhappiness. So try not to take those things to heart. And really, I think that this is a great reading for you, Simone.
Well,
thank
you.
I'm so glad you called.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time, and it's good to hear the positivity. I'll keep that in my heart and move forward with that. I really appreciate everything.
Well, that's how we create our own realities, put that positivity in our hearts. And it's amazing how much we can actually create for ourselves.
Right.
So please tune in from time to time, Simone. We'd love to hear from you again. Okay?
Thank you so much. All right.
Oh,
take care.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Great card.
Yeah, she does. She has really great cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Patricia from California.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
Good.
I had called you maybe a month or so ago. Well, I called you about a month or so ago, and you had told me that within 3 weeks there was a guy I was looking to hear from, and he did contact me. But, you know, he wasn't really for me. But I did meet someone else.
Okay.
That we seemed to hit it off. And he seemed to be really, like, you know, doing all the things, calling and making plans. But I feel like he's not really, I don't really know what's going on with him. And I just wanted to check and see if it looked good for us or not really.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get these cards shuffled.
While you're doing that, I'm doing her layout. I'm just going to put out here, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, please feel free to check out our website at psychiclovedoctor.com. I also encourage you to contact us at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. That's Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com.
A lot of psychic love doctor in that message.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychic love doctor in that one.
All right, just another moment or so. I'm trying to hurry as much as I can here.
And we also want to talk about, Deborah has a book out. It's called The Message, The Secret is in the Cards. It's available at Amazon. Teaches you how to do card readings for yourself.
As I look at your cards, Patricia, I am seeing here definitely aspects that this relationship could hold very much all that is needed for it to become a future marriage. The thing is, though, there are some issues on his side. I feel that a relationship for him has to take its time to grow and develop.
Right.
He's not going to be one to rush in and sweep you off your feet, is what I'm saying. I feel that he is showing a bit of frustration right now, feeling as maybe as if he's being rushed a little bit off his feet. So what I would suggest is that you let him feel as if he's in control of this relationship, even as it's just beginning. I think he'll settle down and feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not entirely sure, though, that this is really the true love match for you. I feel that while it has potential and could become a marriage, I feel that if you were to look beyond him, there would be actually somebody else coming along who has more personality to bring to the relationship, more in the way of being both friend, lover, and husband for
right.
the future. Sometimes we'll settle for less and then later wish we'd have held out for more. So right now, though, this relationship looks like it could really thrive as long as he gets to call the shots. And that may be frustrating for you because it shouldn't always have to seem like some sort of balance of power. It should just be a natural, you know, just a very natural
yeah.
development.
Well, I understand that. I mean, I know he does seem to be that kind of person. It's just that it seems like something might come up for him and he may not call me to let me know something's come up. So I'm just sort of sitting there waiting, thinking we have plans. That's the kind of thing.
And I'm not
and it's
seeing
like it's fine if he wants to be in
I don't see deliberateness on his part to be doing that. I really think he honestly doesn't think that he needs to do that. Have you tried to bring him up to speed on that? That, hey, I'd really like you to let me know if you can't keep your plans with me?
Yeah, but the thing is, I did say that, and I think he knows that because, you know, most normal people know that. He just got overwhelmed with something, and I'm thinking it's fine if he wants to call the shots, but if he's not letting me know the shots, then I can't play.
Exactly. I think you're right. I really think you're right. I also feel that there's some sort of money discrepancies around him. that I don't feel he always has the funds to do things. You know, and he may come off as being affluent, but deep down I really think he's one of life's great spenders and not much of a saver, and it, this later down the road could become a problem for you, especially if you're the one that puts the bill a lot of the time. Okay, but don't feel that this is negative here. I really feel that if the two of you can come to, you know, a place of agreement, and he can let you know when he can't make it for whatever reason. It's just common decency. And if you just let him be in control of the speed of the relationship, I do feel that this could... Okay, I guess we're gonna have to put this on hold for a minute, Patricia. I'll be right back.
All right, sure.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, is Patricia still with us?
Yeah,
I just didn't want to leave you hanging out in left field. I wanted to wrap your reading up by saying that I feel this is a great relationship for you right now, but that there is potential for even greater things on the horizon for you. So just...
keep your eyes open.
Yeah, keep your eyes open and enjoy every minute of every day and watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks so much
when
for
do you
calling.
Think I might...
Please call us again so
thank
we can
you, bye.
Keep posted on your life.
Okay, bye.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right. She's got good cards, though.
Yeah, she did. And it's all about him at this point. And
right.
This is why this method is so useful, because we're able to see exactly where others are in terms of their lives.
Right.
While we might be right there where we're ready to take a leap, they still may need time and space in order to
agreed.
Reach that place.
Agreed. All right. Let's say we get our next caller, which will be Monica from Toronto.
Hello there, Monica.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Thank you so much for calling today. How can we help
you with
the reading?
Okay, this is my first time here. So I'm going to ask you two questions and you can tell me which one you kind of get a hit for or, you know, how the two maybe combine. Okay. I've been struggling with PTSD for a couple of years, and this has pretty much blocked me in being able to, you know, be successful financially and be successful socially and all that. And I just can't seem to open that gate that would, you know, connect me to success and being able to enjoy and be connected to life. And I don't know what to do or where to go. And so this would be probably the biggest thing. And I also just this morning or yesterday got an item back from my most recent ex, who, you know, betrayed and broke my trust, and he returned my item damaged, and it just really upset me, and it just all sort of, you know, brought me down today, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And I'm a little bit embarrassed hearing myself telling you all this, but I'm being...
Don't be. We're all friends here. We really
are. We're all
human,
right?
All we strive is to help those who call in and have that kind of courage to share their situations with us. So please don't be embarrassed.
Thank you.
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Deborah's going to start doing your layout. And while you're
Deborah will do her magic.
Oh, those cards are magic. But
I can actually feel.
Yeah,
I can actually feel.
It's just a plain deck of playing cards, but as we're starting to discover, the more we're working with them here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, we're starting to see them more as a manifestation vehicle, a tool, if you will. That it seems the more we do the readings and focus on a particular question, the more the cards appear to make things happen. So we are working with that. We're experimenting, because I was always under the belief that we, our own, using the law of attraction on our own was our means of making things happen. But now we're actually starting to think that the cards put an even bigger emphasis.
Manifestation.
Yeah, on that.
What's the card that you're using? What type of card is it?
It's just a plain deck of playing cards.
Poker cards.
Like you would use for poker cards.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, and actually we do teach it here at the Healing Fountain in classes, or I teach it also over the internet so that those who wish can go on to become credentialed professional practitioners. I am the only living subject matter expert for this method. So with that said, I'm the one who credentials those who study with me, and I teach you all the ins and outs and polish you to become a serious professional. You know, there's one thing I would like to share with you, Monica, right off the top in your cards. There are and have been in your life many people, particularly women, that have been jealous of you and your talents. They're jealous of your personality. They're literally jealous of who she is. And I feel that it started very early in her life.
Right.
That even as a child, she felt somehow, what would be a good word for this, at a disadvantage because others didn't treat her as well as she'd like to have been treated. But Monica, this is because they sensed greatness in you. Things that you have, that you possess within yourself as gifts and talents, they don't have. And you are going to find, as a result of calling today, I'm a firm believer that nothing happens randomly. It's all really...
I agree.
Kind of, you know what I mean? That things happen a reason. As of the result of you calling today, a little seed is going to be planted inside of you, a seed of awareness, where you're going to start realizing, hey, I am very gifted. I do have very special talents. And you're going to start bringing them to the forefront in terms of your daily life. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? If you are that insecure out there, all you women, that you have to be jealous of me, then I feel sorry for you. Because it's time for your light to shine, Monica, and you're going to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, pertaining to the opening the door to success, the biggest part of all is believing in yourself, believing that it is possible for you to achieve your true life's calling, which I don't feel you've done yet. You've been mainly working at a J-O-B, just a job.
Yeah.
But there's something bigger for you in the way of a career. And you're going to start feeling that edging in on your life. Okay, and I feel that it's going to be a huge departure from what you've been doing. The potential for financial security is going to be nearly limitless for you. But the biggest thing is you've got to believe in yourself. Then you'll find that doors start opening. And every day is an adventure. Where we find out more. I mean, this to me, what I'm doing right now, this is the culmination of a dream I've had for years, but I always believed it was out there. I wasn't sure quite what it was, but I believed it was out there, and now I'm living my dream. I just know the same will be true for you. Just simply put one foot in front of the other. A year from today, you will already be well on your way to a whole new undertaking in terms of a career, and it isn't going to be a J-O-B anymore. Now, as for this recent ex, one thing I want to tell you is he has a very vindictive spirit, and you probably already know this.
Yeah.
He wants to hurt you back. So on such a deep level, it just shows what a small individual he really is. I think you're starting to see him for kind of the louse he really is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And for him to do what he did, oh, believe me, the universe thrives on balance. It's going to all come back. What goes around comes around, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing...
Oh, absolutely.
I see a string of very unhappy relationships for him. You know, a lot of it is due to the way that he's treated you. If you possibly can, try to reach out, and not by contacting him, but on a spiritual level, reach out and just release him. And say, you know, you should go on. Tell him on a spiritual level, you need to go on with your life. You can't hurt me unless I let you. And I'm not giving you that power anymore. And I'm telling you, once you can feel that release, it's going to really make you and your heart feel a lot lighter. We got to go again?
Yeah.
We got to go again. I'm sorry it gets so long. But call us again, please, won't you?
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get a break. We'll be right back here in a few minutes.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
That's me and my intuitive co-host, adorable Daryl.
Yes.
Who is also the hubster. We're so glad that you've tuned in today and hope that you will call again to speak with us, those who have called in the past and those of you that haven't called at all. We'd love to hear from you. I'd like to let you know that if any of you are interested, I do have a book out that is basically a manual on this method. It contains actual lessons where you, if you're good at learning from a book, you can master this method of perceiving the future from playing cards. The book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which is published by O Books. So it's available at all online booksellers, to my knowledge. And you don't even have to get it new. If you go to Amazon or some of the others, there are used copies. I'm a believer in being green when it comes to books.
Yes.
You know, I think it's wonderful to pass things on.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So also, our classes that we have.
Right.
We are located in Virginia Beach here at the Healing Fountain. If you are local, we'd love to have you attend a class. All you have to do is shoot me an email or a message through our Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, and I will get back to you with details on that. If you'd just like to come in for an empowering reading, please make an appointment with me. You can reach me at 757-779-7592, and we'll set you up with an appointment. Or you can email, of course, I mentioned you could email, but my email is Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com, and that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
And if you're outside the area, we are available for phone, email, and Skype readings also.
Yes, we are. I keep my readings very reasonably priced, and that is so that they can appeal to all. Yeah, I think we have time for one.
All right.
Sure.
Let's go to Casey from Chicago.
Hello, Casey.
Hello. Hi, Deb and Daryl, the dynamic duo.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello,
since
everybody,
it's
Casey.
Close to... Happy holidays, and it's getting close to the end of your show. I'm glad I got in. I have a quick question.
Okay, that's what we're here for.
Thank you. I had called in a while ago. I almost need a card you get at Starbucks for 12 stamps and you get a free cup of coffee. But I had talked to you in the past about having a medical problem that I've been getting healing for a long time. It's adrenal insufficiency. So here's my question. My doctor, who's done wonders for me, a year and a half ago told me I really should be on disability. And here I'm like, heck with that. I just need the right pills. So I've had a lot of improvement, but it's been very slow. And after our latest appointment, she was sort of, you know, trying to put the brakes on me again. And so my question is, pushing the button on applying for disability, is this like shooting myself in the head, and or should I just suck it up?
That depends on what you want to do, Casey, pretty much. But
I'm going to take a look for it and see if this was a good move.
She's going to do a reading for you, but the reason I say it's kind of up to you is do you want to continue working?
Well, my it's finding a bridge to get from where I am to where I can be working full capacity again.
Right. Yeah.
And I've had to rely on a lot of family support for medicine, doctor's appointments,
right,
things like that. And those handouts have been very generous, but I'm going to run out of options soon.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I really feel it would be a good step for you to take right now, not only because of all the benefits for that would be there in place for you, but I also feel like this will boomerang in your favor in terms of a future job opportunity. A lot of people with disabilities get special preference,
mm-hmm,
and that's what I'm seeing here. For instance, I see that there's a particular woman down the road who is going to be very interested in having you come in to work. It looks like it would be even on an equal or equal footing with her, where you may wear the title assistant, but in actuality, you're more of a partner. And I feel that through the disability angle, this is going to give you, Casey, some good leverage for yourself. Now, does this resonate for you?
I just feel like the other side of it is that I kind of feel like I've been dangling off the edge of a cliff for a while, and if I just hold on, I still have skin on my fingers. You know, I don't have to let go of the rope until it's down to bone. But that's kind of why I got sick in the first place, because I tend to be a little too tenacious instead of read the signs. And since I've made so much progress, I just feel like if I could just squeak out a couple of more months in the state of family affairs that I'm in, that I might be well enough to make more headway without, you know, doing something which feels like a real... I know a lot of people need it more than I do. Well, I don't know, but it just feels like failure.
I think there's more entitlement there for you than for a lot of people out there, and I don't mean to get any kind of, society war going or anything like that, but there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of the system that I feel that you certainly have your own entitlement to use these benefits. And you know, if you could try to see this more as a lateral move rather than, say, a step down or a bizarrely taken step, I really don't feel it will be. And I don't see this as a ghost that will haunt you. Here's the thing to remember. Without optimum wellness, where are you? Can you really give your best to a job? Can you give your best to a relationship? No, myself, I suffer with ulcerative colitis, and there are some days that it's like it takes over my whole life. And you need to achieve the right kind of wellness so that you can give your best. And I think you've been the caboose long enough. It's time for you to get up in front and be the conductor of that train. Or is it engineer?
Well,
yeah. So there's another woman out there. She's going to want you because of your preference with a disability. And I do feel there will come a point that you can shed that overcoat and you won't need it anymore. Now, remember, the cards can only show us what the potential is. I really believe the potential for you is here, for you to really get a good running start at your future by taking this step.
Well, thank you. Okay. I appreciate your perspective on that. I read your message book and read my cards, and of the two alternatives, it definitely seemed like it was kicking me in that direction rather than not. So your reading definitely resonates with mine, except that yours is much better.
Well, I think you really deserve it, Casey. You've taken care of other people. How much of your life, I would say the vast majority, you've been a caretaker to others, both in your professional life, in your personal life. It's time now for us as a society to be able to give back to you. Those are benefits you deserve.
Well, my doctor was telling me I've paid enough into Social Security yet to withdraw on it early, anyway,
yeah.
But thank you so much. It definitely resonates with my reading. It's just yours is much better.
Be in touch, Casey. Email me, okay?
Thank you. You guys are the best. Have a great holiday. Thank you again.
You too. Thanks so much for calling. That made my day. Thank you. Now, we're going to have to run. We only have 2 minutes left. And we have to get in one last little bit here concerning the app.
Oh, yes.
This is Daryl's favorite part.
Yeah. We have a free reading app out there. Go to your app store. It's free. It's called the Psychic Love Doctor. It gives very, very accurate reading.
You may not like what you get.
Right. You may not like what you get, but it's very accurate. Okay? There are those out there that don't like what it's telling them. But
a lot of people swear by it. And I have to be honest, I use it too. Because it gives me that objectivity that I need, where when I'm laying down the cards, sometimes my own energy will overtake. If you're worried, if you're upset, if you're angry, it'll be mirrored back to you in the cards, where I feel I can't manipulate on any kind of level that app. So if you get a chance, pick it up and use it and work with it. I think you'll love it to give you a reading right on the spot.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
And we're going to be here next Friday, same time, same channel.
Actually, yeah. And we'll be here next Friday. And everybody have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Take care.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychicloveDoctor.com.